Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. So good to see you all. And I know this is a very busy time of year. A joyful busy, but also a stressful busy. There's the cookies and the dinners and families getting together, and it's a wonderful time. It's also a busy time. And you get to be my age, it goes so fast. I mean, I'm thinking yesterday I was getting treats out for trick-or-treaters, and tomorrow's Christmas Day. So it goes fast. But I'm glad you can be here, and maybe you can take a deep breath and be present. Notice the beauty of the church. Notice the beauty of Dawn singing, of your singing. Little child next to you, your family and friends next to you. Maybe people you haven't seen for a while. Wow, it's so good to be home and be together. To take time to celebrate the real reason for this season. The birth of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Word becoming flesh. It is really amazing. And what God wants tonight is not for us just to celebrate our Savior, but to celebrate that 2,000 years ago, Jesus was born in a manger. But now, today, he wants to be born again in your heart. Like the old hymn goes, "Come into my heart, Lord Jesus. There is room in my heart for thee." But you have to make room. You've got to breathe, take it. Give it space. Let Jesus be present. And let's look at how St. Luke tells us this story. It's pretty down to earth, okay? There's a couple. She's pregnant. They're engaged. Caesar Augustus wants a registration because he wants to tax the people more. So they have to go from Nazareth to Bethlehem. And when they're at Bethlehem, they go there because it's David's city, and Joseph was of the ancestry of David. And Mary's very pregnant. It's obvious she's pregnant. Do you think one of those relatives could take them in? No. So maybe Joseph had a dysfunctional family. I don't know. But they weren't accepted, so they had to go. And this is a beautiful manger. And really, St. Francis of Assisi had the crash because probably they kept the animals in a cave, so probably Jesus was born in a cave with the straw and all that, but it was pretty rustic. And not really that unusual, but these things happen. And then you go with Luke's gospel next, you go, they're shepherds keeping watch over their flocks by night. Well, shepherds weren't really high in the echelon in first century Palestine. They were kind of low. They couldn't get another job, so they spent their nights watching sheep. Did you ever watch sheep? It's kind of boring. And the sheep aren't the brightest bulbs in the animal world of lights, okay? They're kind of dumb. And it was boring work, and these shepherds were doing that and not expecting much. I mean, basically, to make sure the sheep didn't roam away, or an animal came and ate one of them, or a predator came, or somebody came to steal them. So it was pretty average night, average day. A baby was born, that's wonderful, to these lowly shepherds. And, okay, so what do you see? Common kind of everyday things taking place. Nothing extraordinary. Nothing that's going to make Twitter or the front page of the paper or the news. So, get the picture so far. But then, suddenly, something different happens. An angel appears to, not to Caesar, not to Herod, not to the big shots, not to the president, but to these shepherds. This angel, and he's a wonderful angel. He's not like these little, you know, fat little cherubim angels, little chubby angels, little chubby cheeks, those little wings are so cute. This was a warrior angel, okay? And it terrified these shepherds who probably saw a lot in their lives. They didn't get scared easily. But to this was a scary angel because this angel came, there's glory. The Shekinah, Elohim, Yahweh, the glory of the highest God was there. And it was something different. And the angel spoke and gave them the stunning news. First of all, it said, do not be afraid. You hear that a lot in Scripture. But how would you feel if you're looking up in the sky and there's sheep and half asleep, and boom, this angel comes. I'd be afraid, but he said, don't be afraid. Cool it, hang in there. I have some good news of great joy. Not just for you, for everyone, for all people. For to you is born this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. So if you're a shepherd, you're saying, whoa, this big king's being born. And you shall find him in a baby, in a manger. That's different. And before they have a chance to digest this, suddenly there's a great cloud of these angels, archangels, cherubim, seraphim. Probably the angel from It's a Wonderful Life was there. All the angels were there, and they're all filling the sky. And they're saying, glory to God in the highest, and peace and goodwill to all people. Now, notice, every day, common, same old, same old. But God came into this and made it very special. And for the shepherds who paid attention, how could they not pay attention? But they did. How could they not notice this? And maybe God's trying to say to us, if we take our time and really focus on the person sitting next to us, or God's wonderful creation with the autumn leaves or the beautiful snow we saw on Saturday, and we don't really pay attention, there's not really common every day. All of it's enchanted. All of it's holy. Just like this beautiful church building today. It's holy. You all being here, holy. Set apart for the special time together. And this news gripped the shepherds, and they went and they saw, and there's a depiction of it right there, a little shepherd looking at the manger and Mary and Joseph, and they see a baby and they see Christ. They see Messiah, this little baby born there. And they knew joy because they knew it was the Christ. Their faith told them. And their joy, just like love, it can't just be experienced. To be real and powerful, it has to be shared, to share the good news. And so they glorified God, and they told of their experiences, and they shared it with other people, and there was joy, and there was happiness. From the angels, the spiritual reality took flesh in those shepherds as they shared the good news. Took flesh. There's a story about a little boy. And he was scared one night. He started crying for his mommy. And the mother came in and she said, what's wrong, son? He said, there's a monster in my room. She said, oh, okay. So she turned on the lights, looked under the bed, no monster. Opened the cupboard, no monster. She said, see, there's no monster in here. She said, I'm in the other room. You know, I'm here. But more importantly, God's always here with you. You're never alone. You're never alone. And he said, I know, Mommy. But I like to have somebody with some skin on them when I'm around. I need somebody with some skin. Want some skin in the game. You ever hear that saying? You want some skin in the game? You know, put your money where your mouth is. I want some skin in the game. Don't tell me these things. Show me. I'm going to see it. You know, walk your talk. Put some skin in the game. Well, tonight, God put some skin in the game. He became the baby Jesus. And he's saying he's one of us. We're not alone. And you look at the manger, and I was thinking about it when we're putting it together and getting the church ready on Sunday. What else do you see in the manger? You see what? There's a donkey, a cow, right? Sheep. What do you get when you have those things? Doo-doo. You get sheep doo-doo and cow doo-doo and donkey doo-doo. So the baby Jesus didn't just smell the hay. He smelled doo-doo. So that means no matter what doo-doo we're in our lives, Jesus is part of that too. He loves us and he won't leave us in our doo-doo. Do you ever feel like you're in deep doo-doo? I mean, I can tell with my wife when I'm in deep doo-doo. She gives me that look. Do you ever get the look? It's not a happy look. Or maybe you feel like you're a deep doo-doo at work and you made a big mistake, you know. Or you feel the whole society's full of doo-doo and you have a lot of anxiety. What's happening in our society? You know, you feel this doo-doo. And so sometimes you're tempted to think that God's not with us in the doo-doo, only in the hay. But he's with us there too. When we attempt to lose our courage and lose our trust and our faith, God's with us. Faith, hope, and love is always with us. He never lets us go. We don't have to be afraid. Look at those shepherds. What did they do? They praised God. They knew they were lowlifes, but they weren't lowlifes tonight. They had joy, and the joy overcame their status and what other people thought of them. They had joy in God, joy in a whole new reality, and they went back to being shepherds. But they went back differently. From now on, the night sky wasn't just going to be another night sky. They expected something different, something from God that they never expected before. They expected the night sky to be full of angels. They were alert to God's presence in their everyday lives. Hopefully you too, when you leave here tonight with the joy of the singing and receiving the Holy Communion and the candlelight, and you have the joy, but you'll go back into your lives, not to the same old, but go back to them expecting to see God working in the everyday, changed, different, watching expectantly for God's working, for God's sighting. Not the same old, but the brand new in God. You know, God shows up all the time. Sometimes in places you don't expect. And out of the way, Bethlehem, in a manger. And sometimes God shows up where you do expect. In bread and wine. That Jesus said, this is my body. This is my blood given for you. For you and me. He offers to feed you that he might be born again in you this night so that we might know his joy and be his body, the body of Christ in the world, for the world, and see his glory where we may have missed it before. But it's there. I pray that we too might return to the world glorifying and praising God for all the good he does and continues to do, and that God through us may put skin in the game, put skin in the world. When we hear others with judgment, we put skin in the world of God. We show mercy. Where others emphasize brokenness, we put God's skin in the world. We show and are grace. Where others look at failures, we say, no, we believe in the resurrection and the life. This way we can put on the flesh too. We could put skin in the game as we celebrate tonight the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ and become his body for the world as we praise God for our Christ, born in Bethlehem, born tonight and born again and again. Every time we show life and light and goodness and forgiveness, Christ is alive. God give you that joy of the baby born in Bethlehem, and the courage to feed the world with his love. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.